We on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, Tane Yovesh Posel. We learned in the Baraisa that Zapsul and Yovesh of Yehuda Masha. Omar Rove, Machloikes Belulav. The whole Machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is Dafke Belulav. The Rabbonon Sovri Makshina Lulav Lesrik. The Rabbonon hold that Yomakish Lulav Lesrik. That means Rava was machadish, and that what it says by Esek pre eitz hodor. So the hodor is a toya, explaining that the pre eitz should be hodor, should be mahuda. So by Esek it says klor that is a din hodor. By lulav it doesn't say lekachnu chem biyom rishon pre eitz hodor bekapish tomorrow. It doesn't mention any tnoyim about the lulav, how it should look. So the Rabbanan hold, Yomakish makshina lulav la'esrik. Ma esrik boy hodo, just like an esrik has to be mahuda, it says hodo there. Af lulav boy hodo. Rabbi Yudis Sova, le makshina lulav la'esrik. We are not makish lulav la'esrik. Hodo is only a din in esrik, not in lulav. Avu ba'esrik, dibrei hakel, hodo beina. But in Esrig, everyone is moide that it has to be mahuda, and the hodor is a toyar on the type of pre-eitz it should be. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ma Esrig boy hodor, kedachsiv bay. And Rabbi Yehuda's loy makshinin, loy hukshu lulmoid zemizeh, that the hekish was not loy hukshu, there was no, we have no kabbalah that there were hukshu lulmoid zemizeh. And one cannot make a hekish by himself. So if there was no mesayre that they should be hookish, on one's own accord, one can't make a hekish. Aval esrik divrei hakel boy hodo, the hodok sivbe. Ledarshine leil Rab Yehuda ido loshin yevoni. Later, Ben Azay Darshan's Hodor's Artikri Hodor Eleido, which is a Loshin Yevoni, which means it's Godol al Kol Mayim, Kedorish Le Ben Azay Le Kamon. It later will have different translations of the word Hodor, of this Darshan, Hadol, Artikri Hodor, Aladol, Biloni Mishan Loshon, of this Darshan's Loshin Deer. Benazei Darshan, it's a Loshin Ido, it's a Loshin Mayim. So according to all these Pshotim, it's not a Toya of Hido. So Rashi says, that's what Rava was Machadish. Rava was Machadish that, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, it is a Loshin of Hido, not a Loshin of Ido. And therefore, there's a Loch of Hodo by Esrig, but there's no hekish from lulav to esrig. The achroinim amoira, why did Rashi pick on the drosha of Ben Azai? That means a lot of droshas later. Others darshan al tikri hodor el hador biloni mishan elishon. Why did Rashi pick on Ben Azai? So the Chasam Sofer wants to say that be'emison, this Gemara further that says Al Tikre Hodo Elo, and we have different ways of pronouncing the word. So he said, Mahechatesi, you should say such a thing. I mean, the pasuk says Hodo, so why do you have to make it different? Make it a different word out of it. So Sam Sefer says that because if the word really means mahudar, it should be nice, so it should have said hadur. That's a loshin mahudar. Hadur is not, if it's a loshin hadur, then it should have been written differently. So therefore they say al tikre hadur, el hadur, or a different lashinus. Now, fine. Ben Azai was the only one that said, he said, Al Tikre Hodor Elo Ido. So he put in the vav there. That means even though there's no vav, he put in the vav. No, agavuchi, not only did he put in a vav, he put in an aleph also. Or hidu, it's a lotion of mayim. So that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, according to Rav, Rabbi Yehuda also put in a vav. He said it's a lotion hadu. That's exactly what he said. He said it is a lotion hadu. So if he's stuck in a vav, so he could have the same way said it's a lotion idu. We see there's a man, the Omer, that's stuck in a vav. So that's what Rashi says, that he doesn't hold like Ben Azai. He holds that Taki is stuck in a vav, but the word is hadu and not idu. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Yehuda Sava le makshine lulu les, like perish pekuntres, le hukshu lul mai zemi ze, le niten lidresh ma'atz mai mikol yud gemomide shater nidrosh bem ela kal bochayme. The time of G'day la Pirich, that Rashi says, Amir de Kezach, that it's impossible, the only mide that one can be derish ma'atz mai is the mide of kal bochayme. The din of smuchim, two separate psukim, one next to the other, we darshan from the smichas, k'namorim b'reish yebomis, smuchim in atayr minayin, sh'nema smuchim lad lo'ilam, asuim emes v'yosha, kol shkein hekeisha, and sh'nei dvorim hamulkoshim b'posak echot, from the same posak demukish. About the gevis, one should darshan. If smuchim, one can darshan by themselves. About the gevis, a hekesh. Afilu le Rabbi Yehuda de loy dorish smuchim. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't darshan smuchim. Lehech edim mulchach umufne kedemrin en hosam. Mikol mokim bekeisha moide. So that's afke smuchim. But ekeisha is moide. So memele. So Taisus means Eskan Rashi, the only man the Yomer that says you don't darshan, you need a heichoche to darshan, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's Tafke by Smuchim. But a hekesh ever no be moide. Some Sefer wants to say, Peket Rashi is also only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda held that Smuchim, it has to be Muchach HaMufne to darshan. Without Muchach HaMufne, you don't darshan. And Rabbi Yehuda held that smuchim and hekish are one type of a limud. It says, v'yud gimel midas hateir nidroshes behem. And it doesn't say smuchim. So kochach smuchim is me'anfei ha-hekish. It's a type of a hekish. This is the hekish from two psukim, this hekish of one posik. And Rabbi Yehuda held in order to darshan smuchim, it has to be muchach or mufne. So who adin ha-hekish, he also held that's Tamazai, I wouldn't darshan that there's a psul in lulav without any haychocha that it should be that way. He has a whole arichas that Rabbi Yehuda Bechlal did not hold of a psul of Zakeli van Veyu. So to be mechadish, a psul of hodo by lulav, without a mesoire, he held one is not permitted to do this. Kaponim, so that's Shitas Rashi. Taisus is Chaylik. Taisus holds that a Hekish, according to everyone, one is able to darshan without a Messiah. So Taisus al kol amidus adam don me'atz me'chutz mi'gzeir ha'shova dein don alam kein limda mi'rabot. Limda mi'rabot. V'hoche b'svara pligi. Now here, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is, can you make a hekesh? V'yesh dvorim she'ein la'kisham lo'isei dovo v'shema kesov lo'shach lo'shen hoda elo b'peiris. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lulav is an eitz, and the terminology of hoda only applies to peiris. It's called a pri mehuda. But eitzim, there's a different lotion when one wants to speak about nice eitzim. Just like it says, anaf eitz ovis. So ovis only applies to hadasim. You can't say that a lulav needs ovis also. So kochach ovis is a tnai in hodos. So the word hodo applies only to peiris. Nice eitzim, nice branches are not called mehudadik. There's a different word for that. The yofe. But that, not the word. The word hodo is not an appropriate word. So therefore he holds, so that's a gilui that you can't darshan this hekish. Al Kaponim, that's Rovish Tektoire, two Yesoides, that Bemison Hodor is a Loshen of a Toya, and the Machloikis of Yehuda and the Chomim is, if this Toya, which is written by Esrig, also applies to Lulav. Like the Gemara, but Lulav, Leiboy Rabbi Yehuda Hodor, Vasna Rabbi Yehuda Oime Yegdenu Melamailo. We learned in the Mishnah that one should make agad, if it's nifredu alof, if they're separated, it should be me'agadit. My time alav mishum deboi hoda. The one says, loy, kedektoni, time rabbi yudahim, mishum rabbi tarfen, kapois tamorim kofus, that they should be pressed together. Pimho yaporud, if they're separated, yechaftenu. What does Rashi? So Rashi says, kofus, kapois loshen asiro, bound together. Kedisnan kaifesh de yodov al ha'omud. V'loi boi hodo. He doesn't hold you need hodo. Posnan ein oidem es halulav elo b'minoi. Divrei Rav Yehuda. You can only be ma'aged the three minim, only b'minoi. My time, lav mishum de boi hodo. The Moses loy, the reason isn't hodo. The Omar over, afilu besiv, afilu beikra de dikle. For the Ritva says pshat, that siv and ikra de dikle is not hodor. It's not a nice, it's not a pleasant looking binder. For afal pikein, it is good. So al kolchoch, you can't say that the reason that Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need minoy is al tzoda, because you see, he uses a minoy which is not mehuda. So, kocha, the reason isn't hoda. Well, in my time with Rabbi Yehuda, hosom de kosova lulav tzoich agad, that the agad is a chelik of the netila. You have to take the three minim de shibimu godim. It brings another min, so that means in the netila, the Torah says in the netila, which has to be a netila, a mu'ugedik a netila, because lena lakachtam agudas ezei, lakachtam priyetzodah, has to be a mu'ugedik a netila, so he's bringing another mean in the lakiche. And v'havalo chemisha minim. So that's the reason why he holds that ein oigdim es halulov ela b'minay. Let us see Rashi. Let us first see Tosis, then we'll come back to Rashi. Enoigdim es halulav ela b'minay. So the Gemara and the Havmina held that the reason is because ein emina is not mehuda. Taimen. Eicha boi lameima mishum deboi hodo. V'aposal b'masnisim b'gim yoyni eishel zov. She yoysim mishum noy. The Mishnah passels gim yoyni eishel zov. According to Rabbi Yehuda. So al kolchach, the reason is al toisef, he's adding another mean to the tila. Because if the reason would be al hodo, zove zicher hodo, zicher mahado the netila, v'shem avamotzim meimul etaymech. So you're asking, Gemara could have asked this kasha. So the Gemara asked, you could ask from the safe of the Mishnah. The Mishnah by says you can't be mahagid bezov. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Sarkoch, the reason can't be altot. The Gemara asks from the Reish, Rabbi Yehuda says, "And oikdem es alulav ela b'minoy." Minoy includes filosiv and filoikra of the dikla. Let us see Rashi. "And oikdem es alulav ailulav aino hayshane kulo shloishel haminim yachad afilo besiv hagodol sviva is hadekel v'nichach sviva." Okay, the loving fanim, so it seems this is a type of a vine which grows around the dekel, and it seems this is called a mean dekel. Afilav ikra de dikla min haklipe, from the bark. Avapish ein marehem doime lamare halulip. So Rashi says, even though, what is the chiddush? That it does not have the same color like the mare halulip. Bobat shiyeme eise amin. The time of the review, the hosam lav mishem odahu. Now Rashi mentions over here the kasha from Siv and Ikra de Dikla is because it's not the same color of the lulav. So l'cheira, what does Rashi mean? So it's not the same color of the lulav. So what's the raya? The reason it isn't al tzoda. According to the Ritva, we mentioned, the Ritva says, because the sieve and the ikka the dikla are not mahudatak, it's not a nice binder. So it's a raya, the reason isn't al tzoda, because he's matha dvorim she'ena mahudorim. But Rashi doesn't say that, that the sieve is not mahuda. Rashi says it's not the same color. Lamara halulub. Perhaps Rashi learned pshat that the hid the havamin of the Gemara that held that the reason is al tzoda could be the hidder is that it has to, the gather of agad is that it should look like one unit. And if the davar which is binding the three minim is the same color of the lulav, so there it blends into the agad and it looks like one unit. One doesn't see that we are taking together three different minim, since this is the color of the lulav. If it has a different color, so then we see there are different minim being attached. So that takes away the hiddah of the agad. So according to Rashi, it could be for emphasis Taisvis Kasha, Taisvis asked, so why is Zov no good? Zov tak is not mahuda. The hiddah is that it blends into the agad and it looks more as one unit. And that is the chesaron of Siv and Nikra de Dikla. So the Gemara Vaita. So here we didn't bring any proof that of Yehuda holds you need Hodah by Lulav. Could be you don't need Hodah by Lulav. So let's go, the other member of Rav. Rav said that by Esrig, of Yehuda holds you do need Hodah. Or by Esrig, me boy, Rav Yehuda Hodah. Does Rav Yehuda hold by Esrig, we need Hodah? Basanya, we learned about Raise. Abbas, minim shebelulav. Kishem, she'en poichsim mehen. Just like you're not allowed to be poiches one of the dalad minim, kach ein meisifin aleim. Not allowed to add on. We'll see later in the Gemara exactly what this means. Le'motza esrig, le'yobi le'porish, le'rimen, le'davarach. It's not permitted to take a different mean. K'mushim k'sherim, it's wilted, it's kosher, yeveshim psulim. Abyuda ima af yeveshim. Omar Rab Yehuda, Maise Bivnei Krochim. Now Rab Yehuda brought a raya to himself. There was a Maise Bivnei Krochim, Shoyimei Rishon, Es Lulaveim, Livnei Veneim. So they had from previous years Lulavim, that they Yarshin Lulavim. So you see that Yovish is kosher. The Veshim Kshay. Omrulai. So they told Rabbi Yehuda Misham Raya, there's proof. Ein Shas Adchak Raya. There, there's a different reason. So Shas Adchak, they didn't have anything else. So there, they took Yevashim. That does not mean that Yevashim Akosha. There was a Shas Adchak. Ktani Mis Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Yevashim Ksheirim. But Kaponim Rabbi Yehuda holds Yevashim is Ksheirim. We're speaking about Abbas Minim Shebelulav. Again, Paisimem and Mesifin, Loyavi Loy Porish, Loy Rimoin. So we're speaking about the Dalad Minim. And the Gemara in the Havmin held that Yevesha means all Dalad Minim are kosher, even though they're Yovish, which includes an Esrig. And Rav had said an Esrig has to be Hodah, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda. Sumo says, my lava Esrig. Sumo says, Loy Alulav. What's going on the Lulav? A lulav, which is yovesh, is kosher, as we had mentioned before, because Rabbi Yehuda is not makish, lulav lesser. Now let's just go a little further, well, this will skip over the union of Baal Taisa, which will come to this soon, just to understand the Taisa's on Amad Aleph. Omar Mal, le'motze esrig, le'yovi, le'rimein, le'porish, v'le'davarach. Says in the Barais, if he can't find an Esrig, he shouldn't bring another me. So Moses Pshita. Moses Malde Teima Laisi Keichesh Leiti Shochach Teres Esrig. No, it's not Poshet. I would think you should bring another me. Shleiti Shochach Teres Esrig. Kamashimalon, that's not a good eitze. Zimnin de nofik chu v'minei, v'osi l'mischach. This might bring a kilkul if you'll bring a little of hadas and barovis and a porish. So I'll think that's the pre-eitz hodo. That's a very nice fruit. And people might think that that's the mean taken. This mean is the most vague mean that the Torah says. The other kapis tomorrow, it says it's from a dekel. Alme nachal, arovis. In the ovis, it also says, anafetz ovis, it also says, that's more or less, but this is the most vague mean. So this is osi lemisrach. People think that's like a priyetz order. A polish is a very nice fruit. So therefore, that's why we don't take a Porish Bereman if he doesn't have an Esri. Let us see Rashi. Yeah. Ela mishum de kasov lulu sarach agad hulka kol a neged imoi habi min ha-mitzvah nims oive bebal toisev im yeogen min chamishi. Porish, korunye, kmushim, alcidish, vimnei krochim, shein dorim, amokim, pardesim, ve'ein de kolim mitzuyim shom. So therefore they used to be meirish lulaveim. Before we see Taisvis, Rabbi Kevei gets Eichen Su at Turi Evin. The Turi Evin brings down Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash in the love of Baal Tigra. So Rashi says, Baal Tigra is Shloisha Minim, or there's Dalad Minim by the Mitzvah of Esrig, and a person will take three Minim, Shoiva Baal Tigra. That's what Rashi says. The Turi Evin wants to taine, personally he holds that Rashi is wrong. He holds the love of Baal Tigra is when you're doing the mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah, but you're doing the mitzvah ba'oifen garua, you're not doing the mitzvah b'shlei musa. For example, where do we have, the Gemara speaks about the love of Baal Tigra. Modern Rosh Hashanah says that, let's say, if he became this Arif, a Matan Arba, a Matan Echot, that means a Bechoyer, for example, is one Matane on the Mizbeach. A Shlomim, a Shtaim, Shein Arba. Now, became a Urev, these two Domims, now you have a problem, should I make one Matane, should I make Shtaim, Shein Arba? Mikaradin, afilu by a Shlomim, if you make one Matane, but you have your Yaitzel. The Gemara says, if you're going to make one matana only, Sariba Baal Tigra. So what does that mean? That means the mitzvah of Zrikas Dam of Ashlomim, b'diyevet, if you make one matana, you yaitze. But that's not the mitzvah b'shlei Musa. The mitzvah b'shlei Musa is Shtaim Shein Arba. So there, Yaiva Baal Tigra. That means you're doing the mitzvah not in its complete form. So that's a Talay Sigra. So you should do the mitzvah the way it should be done. Don't cut corners. That's the love of Baal Tigra. But the Turi Evin says, if a person, let's say, will take three minim shebelulut, so he's not doing the mitzvah, he's not taking, he didn't do the mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah, period. So where's the Baal Tigra? If he didn't do anything, and the person won't take anything, he didn't do the mitzvah. And if he took three minim, he also didn't do the mitzvah. So the Turi Evin time is, that if a person, if the minyan is ma'akiv the mitzvah, and without this minyan, there's no kiyama mitzvah, that's not Baal Tigra. That's what he says. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, if he doesn't have an esrik, he shouldn't take a lulav and a hodas and a rovis and a porish. He shouldn't take a porish. Why not? The Gemara says, let him take it. The Gemara says, no, do ma'asi l'misrach. Frekta Turiyevim, what did he say? Chishbonus, why not? He's over Baal Tigra. He takes three minim, he didn't take four minim. He took three minim. So he's over on his deraisa of Baal Tigra. He says it's a raya from our Gemara, not like Rashi. Then he ends up with a problem that he found a Sefri also like Rashi. But he says, in logic it doesn't make sense. If it's ma'akev in the mitzvah, so memeila, so lechayre, see, they didn't do a mitzvah, so what's pshat in Baal Tigra? The Beis HaLevi wants to be Miyashiv Al Gemara as follows. But that's him, the time of the Turi Evan makes a lot of sense. If it's Ma'akib, he's not doing anything, so what's the lava about Tigra? He wants to say it could be as follows. There's a Shitas HaBahag. The Bahag says that the Dalad Minim Akvim says, Afal Pikain, the Bahag says if they're Lefonov, he can take one after the other. Mikir Adin. So that means he first picks up the Eslik, he puts it down, then the Lulav, then the Adasim, then the Ruvis. Nijaitse. If they're Befonov. But if they're not Befonov, he picks up three Minim, so he's not Yaitse. So it comes out like this. If it's Befonov, so, and he took one, and then a second, and then a third, so that means he started the mitzvah. He wasn't Yaitse yet, but he started the mitzvah. So then the Beis HaLevi time is then past the Musik of about Tigra. That means you had started the mitzvah. Not he's not doing anything. He doesn't have a kiyum a mitzvah yet, but he started doing the mitzvah. Then he stopped by the fourth mean. He says, could be that that's Bal Tigra. That's Pshat in the Sifri. That means you started the Maisa HaMitzvah, but you weren't Goyma the Mitzvah. Even though that's true, but not being Goyma, you didn't have a Kiyum HaMitzvah, but that's cool. That still goes into the Gedder of Bal Tigra. That's Vakel, but you should have been Goyma the Mitzvah and not be Begareya by not taking the fourth mean. Then you're either Bal Tigra. Masha Ein Kein, Itainis, if you only have three Minim, so he didn't even start the mitzvah. The whole Bahag is that a dalad minim shebluv ain't ma'akvin zeh befonov. If he has all four minim in front of him, he can take one after the other. But if he only has three minim, then it's not called he started the mitzvah. Then it's takim ma'akiv zeh. So our Gemara is speaking about he didn't have an esrik. He only had a lulav and a hodas and a rovet. So it's nothing. He didn't start anything. It's not cold. I feel the later they'll bring him an esrik. He also won't be yaitzer with the previous netila since it wasn't befonov. So mamil, it's never considered that he even started a mitzvah. If he didn't start a mitzvah, then betaka, there's no bal tigra. That's what he wants to say. The Beis HaLevi wants to say this. Lo imotza esrik, let us see taisvis, lo yovi, lo yrimain, v'lo yporish. The Beraisa says, he should not bring a rim and a porish. Yesh ledag dekvika, deim loimotza kosher, mevorich bepossel. So Taisu says from here it would seem that if he doesn't find a kosher, he only finds that he has a possel esrik, he has an esrik that's a yavesh, an esrik that's chosser. So from this bereis it would seem that he takes this posula esrik, and he makes a brocha on it. Midenokat porish oirimoy. It says, leimotza esrik, loyovi, loirimoy, v'loy porish. Why didn't the Beraisa say a bigger chiddush? Leimotza esrik kosher, loyovi esrik posel. So it's a raya, you make a brocha, and Atosfos jumped to a brocha already. V'yesh litchos. Then Taisu says, maybe there's no raya. Come back to what the pilpul in Taisu was. Avayesh ledagdeg tishori k'moy lulev posel l'rabonon b'shas atchak. But Taisu says, maybe my first diik is not a diik, but since we see a lulev posel is kosher l'rabonon b'shas atchak, so we see klol that you can make a broche on a lulev posel b'shas atchak. Now let's explain the last raya of Taisvis. Then we'll come to the first raya in the pilpul of Taisvis. The last raya of Taisvis was, that's how the Rosh seems to be mevayer this raya in Simen Yudalit. So the Rosh says as follows. Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya that a lulav hayobish is kosher. He brought a raya. Maise, livnei krochim, shemerishin es lulavayim, livnei v'neim. Pakelt, it went out to the eniklach, the yash and the lulav. Siburaraya Yovish is kosher. Now let us stop 1 minute. So Rabbi Yehuda brought a raisa from a maisa shoy. This is a maisa shoy. This is a recorded incident of Bnei Krochim. They heard the yarshin from the Zaydis lulavim. They were dry, and then they used these lulavim. Now let us stop here. Did they make a brocha or didn't they make a brocha? Now If they didn't make a bracha, so what's Rabbi Yehuda's raya? A raya lulav ayovish is kosher. Look, there was just a ceremony. They didn't make a bracha. So kochach, they made a bracha. I mean, if Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya, so kochach, this recorded incident, well, they made a bracha. What did the chachamim say? Amruloi. They didn't say no. They didn't make a bracha. They said shas hadrak shani. Shas hadrak is different. Sure. I made it to you, what you're saying is true, but not because of your reason, not because Lulav Ayovish is kosher, no, because it was a Shas Hadrak. But Al Kaponim, it seems that the Chachamim are made to Rab Yehuda, that the Shas Hadrak, you make a broch on a Lulav Posel. That's what it seems. That's Taisus Raya. So Taisus is bringing a Raya and broche from the Maskonis HaBaraisa, but Shas Hadrak Shan. Now, what is the lumdis? Let's, before we go back to the beginning of Taisa, but what is the lumdis that, you may, what does that mean? Shas hadchak shani. It means it's a posel or lulav, but b'shas hadchak, it's good. You can make a broche. So the Rosh in Simon Yudalit says a very interesting lotion. The Rosh in Simon Yudalit says, Kol hani psuli mosron hakosuv lechachomim. All the psulim of the dalad minim mosron hakosuv lechachomim. Behem amru sheloi b'shas hadchak afilu b'diyevid lo yotza kedei sheyizoru Yisrael b'mitzvah avu b'mokim hadchak hichshirun kiven sheyefsha binyan acher b'vulchin aleyim. So the Rosh says it's a very interesting lashon. Mosron hakosuv lechachomim, and they said sometimes you're not yoytzin, sometimes you are yoytzin. The Chacham Tzvi in Simen Tes understood the Rosh kipshutoi, and he said, where did the Rosh get such a thing? Mosron hamit psabot nezach that says bishloime is a mosron hakosuv lechachomim. The Torah said hodo. What's called hodo? Good. The Torah said hodo to give us guidelines. What is called hodo? That's moschon hakosuv lechachamim. What they held as hodo is hodo. Fine. But where do you see such a thing? The Torah says you need a hodo, and then Chama says it matters. Sometimes yo, sometimes not. Shas hadchak you don't need. The Rebbe says you do need. Where do you see such a moschon hakosuv lechachamim? Says by Meleches Chalamoid, which there is such an Indian, he says there is a stir of two psukim. So Chazal said. So sometimes it's like this, sometimes it's like this. Mosna kosuv lechachomim. But you have already the Torah alone gave us two stiradika halachis. So then mosna kosuv lechachomim, when this applies, when the other one applies. But stamazoi mosna, where did the Rosh see such a thing? That's the Chacham Tzvi's kasha on the Rosh. The Kolba Nisano learns that the Rosh did not mean that. The Rosh meant that Betzem there's two psukim. There's one pasuk lekachtem lachem b'yayim arishin, that you have to the mitzvah natilus lulav is one day. Then there's another pasuk smachem neishem lakechem shivas yomim. Good, there's a mitzvah in Migdash 7 days. And then there's a third pasuk tziyain doyresh ein lo mechlal deboi idrish. And that the Gemara says further, Rahmem Aleph, that we make a Zeichel Amigdash. So the mitzvah that we take Begvulin, Lulav, that's little Begvulin, Shivas Yomim, that we learn now from the Pasik, Tziyain Deirish Einlo. That the mitzvah Darabonon, to take Begvulin called Shivas Yomim, this we learn out that the Chachomim should make a Zeichel HaMikdash. Now, in this Zeichel HaMikdash that the Chachamim made, we're speaking about Begvulin, so this whole mitzvah is a Darabonon, that the Rabbonon should make a mitzvah Begvulin Zeichel HaMikdash. Now, how should the Zeichel be? Does it have to be exactly like it was in the Mikdash? Now, exactly like it was in the Mikdash means, in the Mikdash, if it was Yovish the fifth day, forget about it, it's possible. Or will we make a Zeichel HaMikdash even though it's Yovish the fifth day? So how does the Zecher have to be? Does it have to have all the Pratim of the Mikdash? Does it have to have some of the Pratim of the Mikdash? Forget we had Tosis in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel. It doesn't have to be Shaloi. Shaul is also good. Some Pratim, Chaser is also good. So when Chazal, this Pasuk, that you should make a Zecher LeMikdash, was Moschon HaKosom LeChachomim, how the Zecher has to be. Does the Zecher have to be completely the way it was in the Mikdash, or could it be a little off? You also have a Zecher LeMikdash. So in this Zecher LeMikdash, this was a koyach given to the Chachomim, how the Zecher should be. And we see they said other things are not necessary, other things are necessary. So in this Moschon HaKosov LeChachomim, they also said that if it won't be, you won't have a kosher lulav, you can take a posel lulav. So it doesn't have to have the prote halachas. It can be yavish, it can be chosa. That's what the Rosh means, Moschon HaKosov LeChachomim. So the Rosh is speaking about, not the deraisa dik halachas, the rabbon and the kedin of zeichel amigdash. The later the Kovna Sanal is mitzadid, it could very well be the first day of when Lamaisa, Maisa b'vnei krochem sheyim erishna sulveim livnei b'neim. So, first the Kovna Sanal wants to be mitzadid, this was speaking about the second day of Sukkot. The first day of Sukkot, there's no dreidlach over here. This is a deraisa, lakachtacham b'yem erishin, priyetzoda, here there's no dreidlach. So maybe we're speaking about the second days. Then he wants to say, that's me, it's very geschmack, the second mahalach, he wants to say that could be, if Chazal made a zeichel amigdosh, the mikdosh was a smachtam of ne'eshem alakechem shivas yomim. So be'emison, there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is alakachem alakechem b'yom arish. There's a mitzvah slakiche b'yom arish and afilo b'gvulim. Then there's a mitzvah usmachtam lifnei Hashem alakechem shivas yomim. There's a 7-day mitzvah of usmachtam lifnei Hashem alakechem. So when Chazal said that there should be a zeichel amigdosh, so Chazal made a 7-day mitzvah bigvulin zeichel amigdosh. So that means the first day there's a taka deraisa dekikiyim of lakachtam lachem b'yom arishin. Also deraisa dekikiyim. But the first day there is also the darabon and the kezecha of a smachtam nei shem alakechem shivas yomim. So you'll be able to take a lulav ayovish the first day and make a brocha on it, as the zecha of a smachtam nei shem alakechem shivas yomim. So that's what we're speaking about over here. So the zecha made a brocha, could be speaking about even the first day. And Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya, no, it's a raya that Yovish is kosher. And the Chachamim said no, that the reason they made it, they took it out of the Rabbon of the Kedin of Zeichel HaMikdash, Shesmachem Bnei Hashem Alekeichem Shivas Yomim. And the Rabbon of the Kedin, there was put in a condition that if it's a Shas HaDchak, that you don't need all the Pratim which were existent in the Mikdash to make a Zeichel HaMikdash. That is the second half of Tosfos. So, according to the Kovim Nesano, so we're speaking about a takone of Zeichel HaMikdosh, which you can make a brocha on. That's like we make a brocha kol shiva. So Tosfos is speaking about the takone. Now, let's go to the first half of Tosfos. Yesh ledagdek mikan, leimotza esrig loyovi leirimein v'leiporish. The Gemara had said, pshite, ashteitze. So the Gemara says, "Ma de teima laisi ki heichish loy tishkach teiras esrog." So we see the Gemara said, "Klo." The Gemara had a meaning. There should be a chiyuv havo laisi. You should be mechuyev to bring ki heichish loy tishkach teiras esrog. So we see that the Gemara had a meaning. There should be a teiras havo. That did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, "No." So why take it? Don't you bring? Dilma osi lemisrach. So the Gemara said, no, if you can end up bringing a Polish, so people think that's the priates. So now, so they say the kasha, so why didn't it say, loy limotza esrik kosher, loy yovi esrik posel? So why is the choice, the dilma osila misrach was only by a Polish? Because Polish taka, since the posik really is very vague when it speaks about the mean esrik, it says priates, hodor, So the I mean, without so the pashta dekor, you have to take a nice peirik. So eventually, it could be dumasla misla. People think that means a Polish. A Polish could be is a very nice peirik, or rimen is a very nice peirik. So there's dumasla misra. Or if you'll have an esri kosher. So if a kelt could be there's no dilma osila misrach over there. The kelt is so if you take an esrik posel, there's no dilma osila misrach. That means the mean, I'm sticking to the mean. And the psulim, it says hodo, so it's not hodo. So kocha, there's no dilma osila misrach. So I would think fakert that that's a Yisvus Diyek. Yes, the doctor be counting the Motzah Kosher mevorech be posel out the laisish leitishka. We do not get parish erimay. The yes litchais. So that's the chmir. Some say from the Svasemis want to say the Rosh himself says a different shat. Taisus about the yes litchais. It could be that this is a bigger dilma osila misrach. That means if you take a lulav posel or an esrik posel, that's zichach means. So it's zichach more misleading. If people see that this is an esrik and you take an esrik posel, so people think this is taki kosher. So that was the pilpul and taisvus from the beginning of the baraisa. But the Rav Shenei, so lebeleri taisvus being zaraya from that was a chachamim hold that b'shas hadchak shas hadchak shan. Sag die Gemara weiter. Amama, kishen she'ein poichsin mehem. The Baraisa said, just like you cannot be megareya from the minion of the Yumo minim, the Dalad minim, kach ein meisifin aleim. Sie kennen hier an. Sag die Gemara pshite. Sag die Gemara, ma de teime, Hoyl va Omar Rabbi Yehuda lulav tzorach agat. V'maisi mina achine, since Rabbi Yehuda lulav tzorach agat. V'maisi mina achine, so it brings another mean, hay lechudikoy v'hay lechudikoy. So, they're separate. So therefore it's not called the hisofet. Kamash malon. So there'd be a svara of hay lechudikoy. We'll see klar and taisus what this means. But there's a svara of hay lechudikoy, that's not called a hisofe. This kamash melon, that it is called a hisofe. Let us see Rashi. Imaisi min achine, so Rashi says, v'loi ogid lei bahadei. It was not ma'agid. This other mean, Bahadai, with the three meanim, Amugod. So I would think, Hai lechudekoi, Vai lechudekoi, Kamash Balon, he still can see it, he suffered. Let us see Taisvus. Hoyul Vomer Rabbi Yehuda, Lulav Tzorech Agat, Imaisi Mina Achina, Hai lechudekoi, Vai lechudekoi. Tema. So, from the Gemara it would seem, that means as follows. According to the Chachomim, it's Poshid Yoiva Baltoisev. According to Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzorich Agat. So here I would think you're not Oiva Baltoisev, since Lulav Tzorich Agat. Hai Lechudekoi, Vai Lechudekoi, Kamash Malom. But you're also Oiva Baltoisev. So the Ritas Loshna Gemara, it would seem, according to Rabbanu Yizich Oiva Baltoisev, the Brais is coming to tell us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Lulav Tzorich Agat, you also over about Taisvus. Tema. Kol Shkei L'Rabbonu. So Taisvus says, whatever you're saying in Rabbi Yehuda, it's a bigger chiddush in the Rabbonu. Why? The Mashma L'El, the Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum de Tzorich Agat, I Ogid Lei Mimin Ache, Hava Lei Chameshes Amine, Hava L'Rabbonu, the Ein Tzorich Agat Loi. Why? The Hailachudikoi, Vailachudikoi. The Gemara and the Aflamad Aleph, Hamad Aleph, said as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Oivdim Esalulov Elo Beminoi. that the Dova HaMa'agid, the three Minim, has to be also a Min Lulav, can be a Zaitik Amin. And why is it that way? Because Lulav Tzorich Agat. So it seems from the Gemara, according to the Chachamim, you're permitted to be Ma'agid the Lulav, the three Minim, with something else, because Lulav ain't Tzorich Agat. So the Gemara says, that's the Ivra in the Gemara. If Lulav Tzorich Agat, you cannot be Ma'agid with a different mean. If Lulav ain't Tzorich Agat, you could be Ma'agid with a different mean. So Taisus held, if Lulav Tzorich Agat, so then they're connected, but then it's called Bal Taisif. So it's under one, you have one unit, and you have in this one unit there are four minim. So that's called the Hisofet. According to the Chomem, Lulav ain't Tzorich Agat, so there's no need for this Agat. So you have four minim, but they're not connected because Lulav ain't Tzorich Agat. So if it's not connected, so the reason Mustam is Hailachudikoi Vailachudikoi. So the Gemara is telling us that the only way it is considered a Hisofet, if it becomes a Chelik of the other three minim, then it becomes a Sofer. If it doesn't become one chelik with the other three minim, it's not considered a Sofer. That lechayre is the Gemara, and that Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Taisus had no other way to understand the Gemara. And the Gemara and Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph says, Punkfakel, according to the Rabbonon, it's Poshet Yoiv Bal Taisus. Because they are Lulav Ein Tzorich Agat. I would think, according to Rabbi Yudah, you're not Yoiv Bal Taisus, because Hay Lechudekoi, the Mashmalon. So Lechayre Taisus is asking these two Gemaras are astiridic. The Gemara and Amad Aleph, it would seem that if you hold Lulav Ein Tzorich Agad, then you say Hay Lechudekoi. The Gemara Amad Beza would seem that if you hold Lulav Tzorich Agad, then you say Hay Lechudekoi. That's Taisus' first kasha. Then Taisus says in Emerson, like the Gemara Namad Aleph, is Muchach and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Vachinami amrine behedye perik eilein anachnokim. Kabi kol ha-moisiv gereya. There the Gemara is speaking about that if you'll add another mean, we'll passel everything. So there the Gemara says, the sviron on lulav ein tzorich agat, eilechu dekoi vailechu dekoi. So there the Gemara says, klo, like Taisus had learned shat in the Gemara and Lamad Aleph Amad Aleph. When is it considered a hisofer? If it becomes one unit, then it's considered that I was moisif on the unit. If each one is separate, that's not considered a hisofer, and therefore you don't say kala moisif geireya. So Taisus has a gemara daf lamad aleph amad aleph that if you don't, doesn't have to become one unit. Yodulu bein tzorich agat is not considered a hisofer. A Gemara in Sanhedrin that also says you will not say kol ha-moisiv gereya also because it's not considered a hisofer, since hay lechu dekoi vay lechu dekoi. And the Gemara Lamed Aleph Amed Beis says, fakel, that if gif lulav tzorich agad, then it is called a hisofer. Then I would think it's not called a hisofer, and kamash bon, afal pikin, it's called a hisofer. But lulav ein tzorich agad, it's zikha called a hisofer. V'yeshloima the hoche mayri b'shenoisein oisoi chutz la'agad l'Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisus first of all says pshat, and the Gemara Rashi also said the same pshat. Taisus says that our Gemara is speaking about that there's two types of haylechudei. There's a haylechudei if you have separate, you have four minim. A lulav, and then a hadasim, and a rovis, and you'll take a branch from an elm tree. So there you have four minim, and none of them are connected. So that's baltaisit. That's baltaisit. But there the hisaf is more understandable, because the other three minim are also not united. Lulav ain't tzorich agat. So this is a hisaf on the other three. That's pashut. According to the chachamim, if I have three separate branches, a palm branch and an hadas branch and an rava branch, and I take an elm branch, it's similar to the other three. But according to Rav Yehuda, if the three minim are ma'ugit, and this is outside of the yagat, so there would be a svara to say that this bechlal doesn't in any way connect with the other three are ma'ugit, and this is outside of the yagat. So I would think that it's not even considered a hisafet. So that's the chiddush. But kamash malon, this is also considered a hisaf. The Gam Horovitz asks a very gishmaki kasha, and he blames with a kasha. He says, what is Tosfos saying, Devar? That if you have separate meaning and you add another meaning, that's poshit, that's called a hisaf. That's, well, we'll later see what we do with the Gemara and the Medala. But al kaponim, that's poshit. If you have separate meaning, you add another, that's called a hisaf. No, the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is because I'm being moistif on the agat, so then it is not in the agat. Like the Gram Horovitz, so why do you have to be moistif on the agat, be moistif on the yesrik? You have here, that means you have here dalad meaning. You're adding another mean. So who says that it is a hisofe on, that means the Gemara have a meaning, that this is not considered a hisofe on the agat, because this is chutzla agat, so it's not called a hisofe on the agat. So good, so it's not called Aisaf on the Agat, but it's, let it be considered Aisaf on the Yesri. So in the Yesri, there's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. This Kasha, the Gam Horovitz asks, and he blibes with a Kasha. Perhaps we could say, if this is true, Beisachnish, but Al Kaponim, it's something to think about. The Taz in Simen Tarnon Aleph brings down a shita of a Rav Shloime that the Beis Yosef brings down. And the Rav Shloime says that the lulav you have to hold in one hand and the esrog you have to hold in the other hand. And the reason of this is because in the pasuk it says when it speaks about the lulav, it says Kapes tamorim va'anaf eitz oves ve'arvei nachos. There should be a chibur, the lulav, the esre, the lulav, the hodos, and the arovis. It does not say ilakachtem lachem yemerishin pri eitz hodo v'kapes tamorim. It says pri eitz hodo kapes tamorim. So vayis doch ois, the three branches should have some sort of a chibur. An agad yad they should have. Should all be held in one hand. The esrog has to be held in the other hand. And so the Rav Shloime says lahaloche that if a person will hold all dalet minim in one hand, he's not yoytze. Because the Torah said the oifen alakiche has to be priyetz ovois in one hand, and then a kapis morim by mafetz ovois v'arve nachel in the other hand. Amaymer hamuzger, Rav Sternbuch and others bring down that many people have a problem when they go around with Hashanahs. So the holding, they have a siddur in one hand, so they're holding the dalad minim in the right hand and the siddur in the other hand. So itainis, this is not proper. L'chayre, b'shas, you're going, you're makif the teve. You should hold the dalad minim properly. You're not holding the dalad minim properly. That is a ore. I once watched twice, two different opportunities. Once I saw Rav Moshe Zechayin Lavrochi, once davened in Beis Medrash Elyon, Chalamoy Tzukis. Once I was in Lakewood, I saw Rav Baron Zechayin Lavrochi. So I watched them. Both of them held the lulav in one hand, the esrog in the other hand. One knew it by heart, and one said all the Ishanas before and then went around. But Al Kaponim, Abatad HaShav HaShavishnayim was that the Taka held it in one hand, in the Lulav in one hand and the Esrog in the other hand. Al Kaponim, according to this Rav Shloime, perhaps would be for him for the Gram Horovitz's Kashif, if Tosfos held like a Rav Shloime, that we're speaking about that he held the mean a noisif in the lulav hand. So kocher can be a isof on the yesug. Yesug is in the other hand. So by holding this mean a noisif, that means the two different hands. And so the lekicha of the right hand, he held, in this lekicha, it's chutz la'agat.
Lulav tzorich agat, and this is chutzlagetz, I would think, tzichanara yisof agyenehem, this is a different lakicha, you need two different lakichas, a lakicha with a right hand, a lakicha with a left hand. So it's speaking about that he took this min ha-noisef in the lulav hand, it's, I would think it's not considered a yisof on the gimel minim sheba lulav, because lulav tzorich agat, so memele, I would think you say, Hailachudikoi, Vailachudikoi, is Kamash Malot, Mashenkin, according to the Chachamim, it's Poshit, in the Lulav hand, there were also three separate meanings of Hashtaitzach, it's a Hisafet. Al Kuponim, Taisvis is Machadish now, that if you have, you add another mean, and even though it's not at all Mechubel to the three meanim, they're still considered a Hisafet. Im Taima, fragt Taisves, im Kainla Yechoshiv Taisves. If it's that's the case, that its tak is separated from the other meaning, it's not Mechuba, im Kainla Yechoshiv Taisves, Haminachine, the Kamaisi, Kamaila Rabbon, the Leil, the Insoich Agat. Taisves said, the Gemara before said that if you're Dulav Insoich Agat, so you can be Ma'agat with a fourth meaning. And the whole reason is because Lulav ain't Tzorech Agat, and Taisus understood, and you say, Hay Lechudikoi, Hay Lechudikoi. So from the Gemara Namad Aleph, we see Hay Lechudikoi makes that should not be considered a Yisofet. So why is it Taka considered a Yisofet? V'yeshloima deloy domi, d'chshe yeyogdai sheloy beminoi, ein loy lechoshev kemoysev, mishum de'ein ze kederech de'y losom. Uminim shebelulav beinan keeng de loson, kidulakamon. Abel Rabbi Yehuda, the boy agat, yeshlo lechoshev kemoise bagudosoi, tachol agude shaloi kederek de loson. Och yefel Rabbi Yehuda koma, di maisi minachine, benokele kederek de losoi, tafel lechutz la agat, choshev kemoise, vechoshkein le rabbon. Now Taisva says here a mouthful. Taisva says that the Pshat, Taisva had learned before, according to the Rabbonon, if you're Moisif on the Agat, and you hold Lulav Ein Tzorech Agat, it's not called a Yisofer, because Hailachudekoi, Hailachudekoi, Taisva says that's not the right Pshat. No, there's no, Hailachudekoi is also called a Yisofer. That we see from our Gemara. But what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means that in order to be considered a Yisofer, and the three minim, it has to be taken kiderech, the minim are taken. Then it's considered, I was moisif on the lakicha. Now, according to the Chachamim, there is no din of lulav tzorech agat. So if there's no din of lulav tzorech agat, we learn that the Moses Vaita, the kol hamitzvahs, should be done derech de'losan. That means if you have a davar hatzemeach, it should be taken the way it grows. That's the oifen halakicha. We learn now from Atzei Shittim Oimdim by the Mishkan that the boards have to be standing derech de'losan. So here there's a mitzvah of devorim hatzemechem. You have to take branches. So it's also derech de'losan. Now, if I take a fourth mean and I wrap it around the lulav and the adasim and the hovitz, so this fourth mean is not standing vertically. This fourth mean is going horizontally. That is not derech de'losai. So it comes out that the fourth mean cannot be considered a hisofe on the three meanim, since it is not taken the way the three minim should be taken. That means this is a mitzvah of lekicha derech lekichosa. So by taking it shaloike derech lekichosa, it's not considered a hisof in addition to this. This is different. This is going in the wrong direction. Amayma Ramuska, before we go further, so Taisva says that if you have something going horizontally, that is not called derech de losai. Derech de losai means vertically. I once saw in a tshuva sefer, written from Rab Shloime HaKoyin Mivilne, so he says that, I think this is what he says, that when people make the nanuim, so other people, gire beire the sitna, they go horizontally. So he says they're holding the lulav shloike derech delosai. That's what our taisvis says. It brings a rai from our taisvis. Something that goes horizontal is not called derech delosai. I watched Rav Moshe Zechayin Lavrocha when he made the Nanuyim. It was mamish kemat when he went to the Nanuyim, the different luchas. It was mamish kemat vertical. And it was a slight shipua to each ruach, but he held the lulav vertically. That's what we see from our Tosfos, that a mean that is going horizontally is shaloike derech delosai, and therefore Tosfos holds. That that's not called the hisafe. It's only considered a Yisafe if it's only considered, let's see, in the way of the Shiyagdai Shalai Bemina, Ainle Lachoshev Kemoise, Mishum Da Ainze Kederech De Losai, because this mean he added is not Derech De Losai. Uminim Shebelule Binin Kang De Losai. So therefore, if this is going in the wrong direction, does not considered a hisafe, an addition to the three minim. The three minim are derech delosai. So this is going in an opposite direction, so it doesn't become a hisafe. Kidulakama. Avol Rabbi Yehuda the boy agad. But according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds you need agad, yeshul lechoshev kemoisebach gudosai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is considered a hisafe in the agude. The chol agudah shloike derech delosai. It means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah is lulav tzorech agad. So the tzuras ha-mitzvah is, you have three meaning going vertically, and one mean going horizontally. That is the tzuras ha-mitzvah. Lulav tzorech agad. So if I'll take a elm branch and make that going vertically, so that is considered a hesof in the maisa ha-mitzvah, because that's how the mitzvah is. Called lulav tzorech agad. So that's the Gemara. Not because if you don't need agad, as you say, halachudikoi. The reason it's not called a sofer because it's like a derech delosai. But Rabbi Yehuda comes, the ma'is min achine, but not like a derech delosai. Not for luchutz la agad, choshev kemoise, but choshkin la rabon. But the comma besanhedrin la mandia main tzorich agad. Now, Tosfos said, brought a Gemara. That if you hold ein tzorich agad, hay lechudei koi v'hay lechudei koi, haynu linyan de'ein zeh kol ha-moisiv geireya. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is not speaking about the lav of Baal Taisev. The lav of Baal Taisev, yo'iva filu, they're separate. But the Gemara says there's a din of kol, that if you're moisiv, you're a geireya, and it passes the mitzvah. So me'mele, that the Gemara says, will only passel the mitzvah if lulam tzorich agad. But if lulav ain't tzorech agad, it won't passel mitzvah. The loyelam de mitzvah yotze, el de oiver al bal toisev. So Toisev says as follows, that legabi the lav of bal toisev, there's no chesoron of haylechudekoi vaylechudekoi, that even though there's no chibur in the hisof, as long as it's going in the same direction of the mitzvah, it's called the hisof. That what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that if you hold lulav ein tzorich agad, you don't say kol ha-moisiv geireya, that is, the Gemara is not speaking about the lav of Baal Taisev. The Gemara is just speaking about that if you're not yoitze. So that the Gemara says, if you hold lulav ein tzorich agad, you will be yoitze, but you take oivel Baal Taisev. And again, there is a very geshmak akash and simen test, so if you're oivel Baal Taisev, how could you be yoitze, l'chel tzimitzah bo ba-veir? But let's just finish the Tosfos. V'ash de niche, the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tony Dalad minim shebelul of Eimei Sifan Aleim, the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda that says the Eimei Sifan Aleim, and Mestoma Hayne Rabbon Baplok Tayu, Leiboy Agat, so they also hold Eimei Sifan Aleim. Lochi Kabal Tosef, Behayne Kidei Denoked Lei Derech Dei Losam, but as long as you hold the Derech Dei Losam, it's considered a Hisafe, and you're Eiva Bal Tosef.